Gemara says, Yu'ucha Dover, Shenema Boy Bo Erev, Ubein Huabayim, we have to put last the Korban at Pesach, because there it says Bo Erev. Erev usually means at nighttime. Ubein Huabayim, in between the afternoon. So Korban Pesach comes after the Tomid Shabein Abayim, Ledover to the Korban at Tomid, Shenema Boy Bo Erev, El Ubein Huabayim Bovad. Because by the Tomid Shabein Abayim, all the Torah says is bring it Bein Rabayim, which means in the afternoon after Chatzai Sayyim until the nighttime. That's all the Torah says by the Tomid Shabein Abayim. So therefore, that has to come before the Korban HaPesach, because by Korban HaPesach it says the word Be'eriv. Even though it also says Bein Rabayim, that you could bring it from after Chatzai, but why does the Torah say the word Be'eriv? It's not really at nighttime the Korban. You have to bring in the afternoon. They come to teach us that the Korban Pesach comes after the Tomid Shabein Habayim. So Drashi Yuchadover. Time of the Reisha comes before. She explains now the Reisha. Tomid Koidim LePesach. That the Tomid Shabein Habayim comes before the Korban HaPesach on Erev Pesach. The Dinhu Sheyachar HaPesach. You should bring the Korban Pesach later. Shenema boy be'erev, because by Korban HaPesach it says in the Torah, Be'erev u'bein habayim, tizbach es ha-pesach, be'erev. It says, tizbach es ha-pesach be'erev, v'shocha tu'oysoi. Now the Tomid, it should come after the Tomid, shenema boy elor es ha-kev es ha-sheni tasa bein habayim. That's all it says by the Tomid. The second Tomid bring bein habayim. So therefore, Korban Pesach that says the word be'erev comes after the Tomid shebein habayim. That's the Pshan, the first thing. Now, if this is true, why do we say this brisa that the keteris comes after the Korban HaPesach, and the neiris, when they lit in the menorah, was also after the Korban HaPesach, is nami, the kasha speech, it should also be before the Korban HaPesach. Val niktamu lepesach, it should be brought before the Korban HaPesach. Why? For the same svarim. Yochadovo shenema boy beriv, we should make the Korban HaPesach list, because by the Korban HaPesach it says in the Torah the word be'eriv, mashm at nighttime. Ubein habayim, it also says bein habayim that it could be brought from after chatzay sayyim, Rashi is before after 12:30, it could be brought. Is ledover, so Korban Pesach that says the word be'eriv should be brought last, ledover after shloy nemaboy elo bein habayim, to something that only says bein habayim. So by the neiris and by the k'teiris, the other Torah only says bein habayim bulvad. So the kasha, once you're telling me now the Korban Pesach comes after the Tomid Shabein Abayim, because the Svar, it says in the word Be'eriv, it should also come after the Keteris and the Neiros. So why does the Brisa say no? The Brisa says the Seder is, first comes the Tomid Shabein Abayim, then the Korban Pesach, then you do the Keteris, then you do the Neiros. The question, why does the Keteris and the Neiros come after the Korban Pesach? So Rashi Yehochi, Keteris v'Neiros nami l'kadmu l'Pesach. Mishum high time with the same svar gufam is yachadaba the victorious veneiros chad bein abayim ksiv. The Torah only says by the asiyas of when the kohen used to light the menorah and when the kohen used to bring the keteris every day. It also there was two keteris, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. All it says in the Torah Rashi uvahalois Aaron es aneiros bein habayim yaktirenu. That's all it says when Aaron lit the menorah when bein habayim then yaktirenu then he brings the keteris. O bein habayim atavaya koi. The word Ben Abayim goes on both. Goes on when the Kohen Gadol used to light the menorah, Aaron, and when Aaron used to bring the Keteris. So it only says Ben Abayim by Keteris and the Neiris. So how come they come after the Korban Pesach? And for the Gemara, Shani Hosem, these two things are different. The Keteris and the lighting of the menorah on Erev Pesach comes after the Korban Pesach to Miyat Rachman Oisei. Because here the Torah says, Oisei, this should be the last thing. What's the last thing? The Tanya, we learned like this. The pasuk says the menorah was lit may erev yad boikim. The menorah, it's not talking about the lighting of the menorah. This is talking about how long the menorah was lit. It was lit from night until daytime. Now we dashing from this tein lo midosa, put enough oil in the menorah every night shetei delekes mierev yad boikim. You have to have enough oil in it that it should be able to light from the nighttime until the morning. That's one drusha. Dovarach, another drusha is. This is the only avoida, nor is the last avoida that you do from night until the morning. No other avoida could be done from the night until the next morning. Only the menorah. So there's a diak here that the menorah has to be the last avoida that's done by the daytime. That's the last avoida that you do from that night until the next morning. So it's a miyat that the menorah comes last. So Drashi, the miyat the Rachmona Gabineris. there's a pasuk by the menorah saying oisoi me'erav yad boika. It's a diet. What do you mean oisoi? This only the menorah. V'yein acha me'erav yad boika. There's no other avoda that they did after the menorah until the next morning. So that's the gzeras hakasuv here. That even though in svara the menorah should have been lit before the korban pesach, but we have a diet oisoi. This is the only avoda that was done from nighttime until the next morning. You didn't do any other avoda. No other avoda can you start after the menorah. The Rashi wants starting because finishing what we do. The Moshe, we make the Akhtaras of the Emurim. Any korban you brought throughout the daytime, you made the Shechit and the Zrikas Adam, the burning of the fats to put on the Mizbeach, because Kosher Kol Halayla. That's why we daven Marav at night. Our Marav at night is connected to the Akhtaras of the Emurim. The Emurim, the fats of the animal, you're allowed to burn the whole night. That's what Rashi wants. That's not a beginning, though. That's the end of the korban that you brought in the daytime. But there's no avodah that you could start doing after the menorah. Therefore, the korban of Pesach has to be brought before the lighting of the menorah. Rashi ten lo midosa, Rashi chatzi lug. How much oil do you put in each ner? A half of a lug. That's two times a revis, our revis. It's a lot of oil. It's chatzi lug. Our always revis. We drink for kiddush. Always called revis a lug, a quarter. So here it's two kiddush cups. Full of oil. L'chol ner, to every single ner in the menorah. Dein l'chol leil oruch shloye bo'lo bo'kishir. There's the longest night in the year, come out right this week, come out, this is the longest night of the year, you have to have enough oil that it could burn the whole night, and this is the shear, it burns at the whole year, you have to have such a shear of oil. Good. Yeah, so my time, what's the raya? On makro, the pasuk says, Yarech oisoi, Aaron of onuf, Aaron of Vonov, he should set up the menorah, meyeravad boika, that it should be lit, should be burnt from evening up until the next morning. So we dash and it says yarech oisoi, oisoi meyeravad boika, v'yein dover acha meyeravad boika. There's no other avoda that you can start after the menorah, and so this is good by the menorah. What about the keteris? This brisa says that the keteris also comes after the korban pesach. Why does the keteris come afterwards? The istish keteris aneris. Because in this pasuk it says keteris and menorah the same thing. So Rashi v'yiskes keteris l'neiros ma neiros ein avodi k'shera achreo. Just like after lighting the menorah, there's nothing kosher, no avodi you can start after that. Af keteris ein avodi k'shera achreo. The same thing when you bring the keteris, the only thing that comes after the keteris is the menorah, but nothing else. So therefore, the keteris that the Kohen Gadol brought every day in the afternoon also had to be brought on erev Pesach after the korban pesach. That's what this b'raisa learns. That's true on this first b'raisa. Now the Gemara says, "V'tanya, we learned another b'raisa not like this." V'tanya kikushin. Another b'raisa says, "Faket," the way we had a kasha. That what the b'raisa says like this: "Tomid koydim l'ktoris." That on erev Pesach in the afternoon, after they finished all the other kabbonis, they brought the tomid shabein abayim. Then after the tomid, what did you bring? The k'teris. The k'teris came before the korban pesach, and k'teris kodemus l'neris. The keteris was brought, the tomid koydim l'keteris. First they brought the korban atomid before the keteris. Then the Kohen Gadol went into the pnim, into Kodesh HaKadoshim, and burnt the keteris there. He used to take a shovel full of coals from the outside Mizbeach, and used to put it in the inside Mizbeach, and then he would take his handful, or the kli full of the keteris, and pour it on the coals, and it would burn. So the keteris came before the menorahs. V'neirois koydemus l'pesach. On an Erev Pesach, the Kohen Gadol also lit the menorah first, and then they first brought the korban pesach. And why? Because Yuchadavah Shenema Boy Be'erev, Ubein Habayim, the korban pesach, that here the Torah says the word Be'erev, when you're doing the avoid of the korban pesach, Lidover, that comes later to something else, Shlonema Boy Ela Ben Habayim, Dilvad, it only says in the Torah the word Ben Habayim. It's by the menorah and by the Torah, the Torah only says when is the time to do it, to light it, Ben Habayim. So therefore, it's a svara to say that the korban pesach comes after these two, because here the Torah says be'erev. Now here the Torah says the word be'erev by doing the korban pesach. Like you shouldn't ask the kasha lechura by the menorah. It also says the word me'erev. It says before we had the Tanya, the Brisa says me'erev v'yad boiker, and we dash in for that the menorah has to have so much oil that lit the whole night. But the lechura Torah also says the word me'erev by the menorah. But there it says, this word Me'erev is not talking about lighting the menorah. It's just saying, when you have the menorah lit already, how long should it be lit? It should be lit from night until the next morning. But there it's only talking about how long the light of the menorah should be on. But when it's talking about lighting the menorah, there the Torah only says, Ben HaBoyim. The only time the Torah says the word Be'erev, by doing it is only by the Korban HaPesach. So therefore, this Brisa Tak holds like that, that the Korban HaPesach and Erev Pesach came last. First they brought the Tomei Shebein Abayim in the afternoon, then the Kohen Gadol brought the Keteris into the Pnim, then they lit the menorah inside, and then they came outside again and did the Korban HaPesach. Because the Gemara of this Brisa, I bought Siv Oisoi, I thought we had a deep before, it says, Yarech Oisoi, Mashma the menorah is the last avoid you could do, and this Brisa is saying, no, we're doing the Korban HaPesach afterwards. And the Gemara, Hai Oisem Iboile Lemute Avoidisha Pnim. I tell you, this Brisa learns that that we have a drosha, Yarech Oisoi, the menorah, is the last avoidah the Kohen did, that's only talking about the avoidah that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Pnim. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there they used to do the Keteris twice a day, and they used to light the menorah. So there the Torah is saying, what's the last avoidah the Kohen did inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? That's lighting the menorah. But then, in the Kodesh, in the Heichel. Yeah. But Mashen King, Umay Ninu, Keteris. And what is it talking about? Keteris. That the Keteris comes before the menorah. That's all this pasuk is talking about. The Enachnami outside, by the Azara, where they used to bring, by the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, where they used to bring the Korban HaPesach, that could be, things could be done even after the menorah. And that's what this price holds, that they brought the Korban HaPesach outside the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, even after they lit the menorah. Because by Pesach it says in the Torah, Be'erev. So that's the last avodah to be done, is the Korban HaPesach. Omani HaKeteris. Now what do I need this drush here for? Oisai, to tell me the menorah is later. It's come to tell me that the menorah comes after the Keteris. Why would I think not like that? Because I would think, since the pasuk says, "Uvahalois Aaron es haneris," that Aaron the Kohen Gadol, he's supposed to light the menorah. Bein harabayim yaktirenu, and it says, "Bein harabayim in the afternoon yaktirenu." That's when they should bring the keteris. This the pasuk says. So I would think now, you read this pasuk, what comes last? The chur of the keteris. So the pasuk says, "Uvahalois Aaron es haneris." First he should light the menorah. Then it says yaktirenu. Then he should be makdir the keteris. Is Ema, I would think, Nadlik Neris Bereshom, first light the menorah, for Hodo Nak the Keteris, and then the Kohen should bring the Keteris, and the Mer, then now we say no, Miyut Rachman Oisoi. That's why we need the drush before, Yarech Oisoi Aaron Uvon of Mi'erev Adboika. That the menorah is the last Avoida that's done, I'll call upon him in the Pnim, in the Kodesh, that's the last Avoida that's done is the menorah, and not the Keteris. So in other words, these are drushes to teach us, that in the Pnim, that the Kohen Gadol did these two avoidas, he did the Keteris, burning the Keteris, and the menorah, which one came later? The menorah came later. For the Gemara, Elabein Rabbayim Makdirenu Lomeli. I was like, telling me now the menorah came later, it's a kashrus pasuk. The pasuk says, Ubalois Aaron es haneris, Bein Rabbayim Makdirenu. Pasuk it's mashma, that when you go to light the menorah first, and then you first met the Keteris. So how could you tell me now, no, first you light the menorah, then you bring the Keteris? Now the Marhochet Kama Rachmana. This is what the Torah means to say. The Idna the Madlekes Neiros. At the time when the Kohen is going to light the menorah, Taimik the Keteris. The Keteris should also be burning. In other words, first he took his, what we said, first he took the shovel full of coals from the outside Mizbeach and he brought it inside to Mizbeach Apnim. And then he poured the Keteris, the spice, on top of the coals and the scent started to go up, the smoke went up. And while the smoke is going up of the Keteris, while the Keteris is being burnt, that's when you're supposed to go right away to the menorah and light the menorah. So really the menorah is lit when the Keteris is being burnt. But not that first the menorah, then the Keteris. That's the pasuk Oisoi. The last avoid in the Pnim and the Kodesh is the lighting of the menorah. Either Torah says the menorah first, then the Keteris. It just means at the time when you light the menorah, the Keteris should also be burning. But first the Kohen put the Keteris on the Mizbeach HaPnim and burnt it there, and then he went to light the menorah. So that's to say that verb. So to Stira, as the Machlokes Brisa is exactly what they did. Tana Rabbanan. Ein locha dovar shekoydim l'tomit shel shachar. In the morning, the first korban that the Kohanim used to bring in the morning was the tomit shel shachar. So nothing came before it. Ein lo keteris bavad. Just the keteris. Like the keteris also, the Kohen used to bring the keteris twice a day. Half of a mona in the morning and half of a mona in the afternoon. Because by the Keteris, the Torah says Lashin, Baboika Baboika, two times Baboika. So now we say, V'yuktam Keteris, we bring the Keteris first in the morning. Dova Shenema Boy Baboika Baboika, because by this the Torah says Baboika Baboika twice. That means very early. The Pasuk says,
Vehikter olav Aaron keteres samim ba'boiker ba'boiker. Says a double lashon ba'boiker ba'boiker means very early. Bechlal, the word berker means in the morning. Boiker means usually means in the morning up until chatzos hayom. That's called boiker. And here it says ba'boiker ba'boiker twice. That's only it goes even before the tumid. L'dovar shpanema boy ela boiker echod. Mashenkein the tumid shal shachar. The other Torah just says you should bring one ba'boiker. It only says one time boiker. So therefore, first comes the keteres in the morning in the pnim. And then on the outside was Be'ech HaChitzon, then they did right away the Tomid Shal Shachar. V'ein l'cho dovor she'mis'akev acha Tomid Shobein Habayim. Now no korban came after the Tomid Shobein Habayim. Elo k'teres v'neiris. U'pesach u'mechusik Yipurim v'erav ha'pesach. Now usually that was the brayso we had before, that all the kabbonis you bring throughout the daytime, if somebody wants to bring in a dovor or a korban oil or korban shlomim or a dovor and a doris, he had to bring it after the Talmud Shal Shachar, before they brought the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim. Usually a regular day, the last korban you brought was the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim. That's the last korban you brought. Now this brayso is saying now that the only thing that comes after the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim elik teres v'neiris, this is going to everybody. Right, the Keteris and the Neiris came after the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim, because here we have the Drasha Oisai, that Nerev Adboikir. This is the last Avodah that come at the evening, is the Keteris and then the Neiris. U'Pesach, when you have Erev Pesach also, that comes last, that comes after the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim, like we had a Drasha before, because by Pesach, the Torah says Loshin for Erev. So the Erev is Mashma later than Talmud Shal Bein Abayim, that it just says Bein Habayim. So therefore, on Erev Pesach, after they brought the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim, then they brought the Korban HaPesach. O Mechus HaKippurim, somebody, let's say, was a Zav, or a Metzora, or a Nazir, somebody was Tomei first. The loch of his Tumri is, let's say a Metzora. He's Tomei, even after he becomes Tor, on the seventh day he goes to the Mikvah, and then on the eighth day he has to bring a Korban. Or else you led it, somebody gave birth. Now the Tomei for 7 days, and on the eighth day they first bring the Korban. The loch of a Mechus HaKippurim is, before he brings his korban, he's not allowed to kutch him. He's still called a tomedik person until he brings his korban. Now let's say the eighth day came out on Erev Pesach. So this man was a mitzvah. Yesterday, his seventh day, he went to the mikvah, but he's still not allowed to kutch him until he brings his kabonis mechus kippurim. We'll soon see what a mitzvah has to bring. Now came Erev Pesach, and he still didn't bring his kabonis. And they already brought the tomed shobein habayim. So this guy is stuck now. Because to bring really his kabbonis now, he has to bring a chatas and an oil and an oshim. Really, you're not allowed to bring anymore. Because since it's after the Talmud Shal Bein Habayim, it's too late. But this person, if he doesn't bring his kabbonis though, he won't be able to bring a korban pesach. Because the ikka mitzvah of the korban pesach is to eat the meat. Now this person is a mechusik yipurim. He can't eat kachim until he first brings his kabbonis. So an error of pesach will make on this person to say, even though you really you're not supposed to bring the korban after the Talmud Shal Bein Habayim, but here if you're not going to bring your kabbonis, you'll be mevatel the mitzvah asay, which has a chiyuv korus to it to bring the korban of Pesach. So we let you bring your kabbonis, your chatis and your oilo even after the Talmud Shal Bein Habayim, today that you could also bring your korban of Pesach today, and at night time you'll be tor, you'll be able to eat your korban Pesach. So mechus Kippurim, somebody did not bring his kabbonis yet, the erev Pesach. Even then, in the afternoon, after they brought the Talmud Shal Bein Habayim, he goes and brings his chatis. Now that he's brought his chatis, he's not a mechusik purim anymore. So he can be toivel a second time. And he can eat his pesach lera by night time. Rabbi Yishmael b'noi Shab Yechlim Abrukuaymer. Rabbi Yishmael says even a bigger chiddush. The son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichem. Af mechusik Kippurim b'shar yemos hashana. Not only on Erev Pesach, no, the whole year round. If this person was a mitzvah and he forgot it was the eighth day, and he forgot to bring his korban, and the kohanim already brought the Talmud Shal Bein Habayim, still the halacha is he's allowed to bring his korbanos afterwards, even though it's not negayah to a chiyuv korus of not bringing the korban Pesach. The whole year round also will make up on a mechusik Kippurim. Some did not bring his chatis. We let him bring it even after the Talmud Shal Bein Habayim. She'toivo v'yecho v'kotchem l'erev. That after he brings his korban chatas, whatever he has to bring, then he's toivo in the mikvah a second time, and then he's allowed to eat the kotchem l'erev at night time. Let's see Rashi. Rashi mechusik Kippurim. So going mitzoyro izav, a person that's a mitzoyro or else a zav. Sheshochach v'loyhevi kaprosi, he forgot to not bring his korban yet. Koydil matomit, v'yim loyi v'yenu loyecha pesach. If he doesn't bring his korban, he won't be able to eat the korban pesach. To mechusi kippurim masa bekotchim, v'yoynish karis. If you are a mitzvah or a zav, kol zman, you didn't bring your korban, you're not letting kotchim. And if you don't bring korban a pesach, it's the chiyuv karis. So therefore we tell you, your essay to bring the korban a pesach, which has the chiyuv karis, is more important than the essay not to bring the korbanos after the Talmud Rabbein Abayim. She will let you bring your korban. She had tevil the apapi, she had tevil esmo, b'shvi, shaloi, he has to be tevil nochamo. That's the first man, the yom. Yeah, Josh b'shayi mois ha-shonim, in hevi shalmin adova, koidem atomit, v'hoye mechusik purim. You have a person that in the morning he brought a korban shlomim, and he forgot he was a mechusik purim. If he doesn't bring his korban now, he won't be able to eat his korban shlomim. It's the mitzvah sesei. So good. These are two man yomis. Most like this. According to Tanakam, you understand very good. Even though usually there's an Isser Asay, the Torah says the last korban you should bring is the Tumah Shebein Abayim. After they brought that, there's an Isser Asay not to bring any other korbanos. So I understand according to Tanakama that says, on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to be over that essay in order to bring your korban a Pesach. Is Yovei essay the Pesach, Sheyesh by Koris, V'yidchei essay the Hashlama, Shein by Koris. There's a svar on Erev Pesach, that if you don't bring Yom Chusik Kippurim, you won't be able to do the Korban of Pesach, which is not doing that is the Chi of Koris. So you understand the essay to bring the Korban of Pesach is like Deicher, the essay not to bring Kabonis after Tomei Shabbein Abayim. So on Erev Pesach, you understand, you bring your Chattis now after the Bein Abayim, today you'll be able to eat your Korban of Pesach, and then you bring your Korban of Pesach today, which is an essay Sheish Be Koris. Because always a svara essay sheish per chorus is more stronger than an essay that doesn't have a chorus.
What is the essay?
Of what?
Don't bring your
carbon
after.
No, it's a diak from Mitzvah's essay. We dash for the hikter roleh chel v'yashlomim. We dash in the mitzvah is bring all the carbonas after the Talmud Shachar. That's the mitzvah. So it's called an isser assay. From this assay, I understand the essay is bring it all in the morning. Mashma in the afternoon, I'm not allowed to bring it anymore. That's called an isser assay. So Bishleima on Erev Pesach, you understand. There's an essay to bring the korban of Pesach that's more stronger than the essay not to bring the korbanos after Tomei Shebein Abayim. El Rabbi Shmuel b'Dosh Rechem Abruka, my ulma the high essay, my essay. We're talking about now on a regular day of the year. A person forgot he was a mitzvah and he forgot in the morning today he brought a korban shlomim. Now he brought a korban shlomim. There's a mitzvah for the Bailam to also eat from the korban. He has a mitzvah to eat. But now he remembered Oyveh, he was a mitzvah. He's not allowed to eat. And it's after they already bought the Tomei Shebein Abayim. So there's a mitzvah essay to eat your korban shlomim, but you can't do it because you're tomei. So what do you want to do? You want to bring your korbanos shechiyuv chatis that you have to. If you bring your korban chatis, then you'll be allowed to eat your korban shlomim. But there's an isser assay not to bring the korban chatis now, because it's after the Tomei Shebein Abayim. So make a taste of which essay is more chomer than the other essay. You have an essay to eat the korban shlomim, but you have an isser assay not to bring a korban now. So usually the klal is an essay k'neged essay a shevi atase. Don't do anything. Usually the klal is here also. We should say don't bring your korban chatas now. Don't be over the issay of bringing a korban after the Tomei Shebein Abayim in order to be able to eat your korban. Who says that essay is more chomer than this essay? So the klal always is shevi atase. Don't do anything. So the kasha on Rabbi Yishmael, how could you say a regular person has a right to bring his korban chatis after the Tomei Shebein Abayim? It's an isser assay. What do you gain? You can eat your korban in the morning. Why is that essay any better than this essay? And the Gemara Amar Ravina, Amar Rav Chizda, Hocho bechatis soif askinin. We're talking about somebody that only has to bring a chatis soif. It's a bird. That's all he has to bring, a chatis soif. Talmud Rashi says, the Metzora Oni. Comma, shemevi chate soif. All he has to bring is just a chate soif. Asking nishen le mizbech le domo. All they put on the mizbech was only the dam, the zrikas adam. But there was no haktorah. The kahanim ate all the meat. So since there was nothing burning on the mizbeach, there's no iser asay not to bring it after the Tomei Shebein Abayim. So in this case, he's allowed to bring it even after the Tomei Shebein Abayim. Because the only iser is you can't burn things on the mizbeach. But a chatis oif, a bird, that all you have to do is just make the zrikas adam, that's not called burning on the mizbeach, that's mutter to do even after the Tomei Shebein Abayim. We have popper rama afilu teima b'chatis beima. Even if you want to tell me about regular korban a chatis, he was a mitzvah or osher, that has to bring a regular chatis. A regular chatis, you have to burn the fats.
How are we allowed to burn the fat after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim? I'll tell you the Teretz is, Ma'ale, you bring it up to the Mizbeach, Umalina B'Rosh Hashem Mizbeach. You just leave it on the top of the Mizbeach. In other words, you're not allowed to burn the Korban itself. You can't burn the Amurim. Because once you brought the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, there's an Isser say not to burn any other Korbanos. So how could you bring his chatas then? The Kohen makes the shechita, makes the zrikas adam. Either the piece of fat will become nicer. If you leave it on the floor overnight, it becomes posel. The Torah says, bring it up to the mizbeach. On top of the mizbeach, there is the gzeras kosev, it doesn't become nicer. It could stay there all night on top of the mizbeach, and the next morning, they'll first burn the emurim. But I call upon him, the person has his kapora, therefore he is allowed to eat his kachim because he has his kapora ready. What do you do about the yoshim? According to Rav Papa, it says the Eitzer is just leave the fats on top of the Mizbeach by the Korban Oshim also. Rav Chizda wants to say we're talking about a Mitzvah Oni. So his Chatis is a bird. That's good, his bird, but he has to bring an Oshim also. An Oshim only comes from an animal. What do you do with the animal? Amri, we're talking about Tayy Shekar Vashomai. I tell you, the Oshim attack I brought before. He only forgot to bring his Chatis. I am a tzor has to be in korban oil also. Maybe tell me even if he doesn't bring his oil, still he has his kapora. The korban oil of the mitzvah is not makiv. He still has his kapora. He's still tor. He can eat his kachim. For tani, but not like that. Rabbi Yishma ben Hashem shall Rabbi Yechon Mabruk Reiner. Kishem shechatosa v'yashom makvin oisoi. Just like a mitzvah, he can't eat kachim until he brings his korban chatat and his korban oshim. The same thing, until he brings his third korban, his korban oilo, he's not allowed to kachim. So what do you gain by bringing a chatat and oshim if he didn't bring his oil yet? Vichy Tame, maybe you want to tell me. Bisha korvo losoy, I'll tell you also we're talking about. Yeah, the first teretz was with the chatat soif. And by Chatas Soif, there's no burning of the bird on the Mizbeach. That's why it was Mutter. But I, the Oshim and Oilo, maybe both were brought before. For the Gemara, that's not true. Omi Korvo Alosa Kodim Chatosoi. Is that true? When you ever have, let's say a Mitzvah, he has a Chiyah to bring a Korban Chatas and an Oilo. The Klal always is the Chatas has to come first, and then the Korban Oilo. You can't have the Oilo coming before the Chatas. Because the Torah says, Rishon. Rishon, V'atani, the Pasuk says, V'hikrev es asher l'chatas rishonu. Ma Talmud loyma, imalamit shetehei kodemes loyla, if you stop teaching us that the chatas comes before the korban oyla, harei kva nema, the Torah already said it one time. V'es asher niyas oyla, kemishmat, it says clearly, the second korban he brings to Mitzvah should be a korban oyla. So we see clearly that what's the first korban, the chatas. So why does the Torah have to say the second time for V'hikrev es asher l'chatas rishonu? So Elazer bon off, from here we learn out all over. Lechol chatois, any time a person has the chiyuv to bring a chatis and a korban oilo, the klal is sheyukodemes lechol oilas saboyis imohen. That the korban chatis always has to be the first of the seid that you have to bring, and the oil is second. The kaimalon, the afilu chatis oif, even a person that's an oni that only brings a chatis of a bird is also kodemes loilas beima. It comes before the person brings his korban oila, even if he's bringing an animal for the korban oila. So how could you say here he brought his oila before this material? It's mashmir that always the korban chatas has to come before the korban oila, and he didn't bring his chatas yet. So how could you say he brought his oila? Amarova shani oilas mitzvah. I tell you, by a mitzvah tank, it's different. The Rachmon Oma by a mitzvah, the Torah says